The battle over whether to call witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial is expected to come to a head today in the U.S. Senate. And North Carolina's two U.S. senators have made it clear where they stand. Rusty Jacobs has more.
Tom Tillis and Richard Burr are both Republicans, but view the impeachment from starkly different vantage points. Burr is a third-term senator and Intelligence Committee chair who says he's not running for re-election at the end of his term in 2022. Tillis, however, is a first-term senator running for re-election in a 2020 battleground state and has pinned his political fate on a close alignment with the president.
He's taking a position that perhaps a year ago would have been a bit surprising.
That's East Carolina University political science professor Tom Amon. Tillis had indicated he'd part with the president over funding for a southern border wall. He then very publicly flipped on the issue and fell in line with Trump. Amon says Tillis could still find himself inching away from Trump if the Democratic presidential nominee ends up being a moderate like Amy Klobuchar or Joe Biden versus a progressive like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. But for now, Tillis is 100% behind the president. Earlier this week on Pat McCrory's WBT Talk radio program, Tillis scoffed at the idea of calling for witnesses like ex-Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton.
To hear witnesses would suggest that you've heard a pretty solid case and you need to button it up to make a decision to remove the president. I don't believe that any Republican member right now is of a mind to remove the president.
Unlike Tillis, Richard Burr does not have to worry about re-election. But like the junior senator, Burr told McCrory there's no need for witnesses.
If it doesn't rise to the level of removal from office, then why would we put the American people, the institution, through this process when we know what the outcome's going to be at the end of the day?
Chris Cooper chairs the political science department at Western Carolina University. He says Burr may not be worried about a re-election campaign, but he's got two more years in the Senate.
If you go against your party and you go against your president, you're going to have a hard time passing any legislation going forward.
Cooper says Burr's most noteworthy contribution to the impeachment process was fidget spinners. Burr handed them out to help GOP colleagues with bouts of boredom during the proceedings. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.